Author's note. This book has been in the works for more than a decade. It began with a series of investigative articles that I wrote for the journal Science, and then the New York Times Magazine, on the surprisingly dismal state of nutrition and chronic disease research. It is an extension and distillation of the 5 years of further research that became my previous book, Good Calories, Bad Calories, 2007. Its arguments were honed in lectures at medical schools, universities, and research institutions throughout the United States and Canada. What I tried to make clear in Good Calories, Bad Calories was that nutrition and obesity research lost its way after the Second World War, with the evaporation of the European community of scientists and physicians that did the pioneering work in those disciplines. It has since resisted all attempts to correct it. As a result, the individuals involved in this research have not only wasted decades of time, effort, and money, but have done incalculable damage along the way. Their beliefs have remained impervious to an ever-growing body of evidence that refutes them, while being embraced by public health authorities and translated into precisely the wrong advice about what to eat, and more importantly, what not to eat, if we want to maintain a healthy weight and live a long and healthy life. I decided to write Why We Get Fat largely because of two common responses that I receive to Good Calories, Bad Calories. The first comes from those researchers who made an effort to understand the arguments in Good Calories, Bad Calories, who read the book or listened to one of my lectures or discussed these ideas with me directly. I'm often told by these people that what I'm saying about why we get fat and about the dietary causes of heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases makes significant sense. It certainly could be right, they say, with the unspoken implication that what we've been told for the past half century certainly could be wrong. We all agree that these competing ideas should be tested. I believe, though, that this is an urgent matter. If so many people are getting fat and diabetic in large part because we've been getting the wrong advice, we should not be dawdling about determining that with certainty. The disease burdens of obesity and diabetes are already overwhelming not only hundreds of millions of individuals, but our healthcare system as well. Even if these researchers do see the need to address the problem immediately, though, they have obligations and legitimate interests elsewhere, including being funded for other research. With luck, the ideas discussed in Good Calories, Bad Calories may be rigorously tested in the next 20 years. If confirmed, it will be another decade or so after that, at least, before our public health authorities actively change their official explanation for why we get fat, how that leads to illness, and what we have to do to avoid or reverse those fates. As I was told by a professor of nutrition at New York University after one of my lectures, the kind of change I'm advocating could take a lifetime to be accepted. That is simply too long to wait to get the right answers to these critical questions. So this book was written, in part, to speed up the process. I offer here the arguments against the conventional wisdom distilled down to their essence. If they certainly could be right, then let's test them, and let's do it sooner rather than later. The other response I get frequently is from those lay readers, as well as an encouraging number of physicians, nutritionists, researchers, and health administrators, who say that they read Good Calories, Bad Calories, or listened to my lectures, found the logic and the evidence compelling, and embraced the message implicit in it. They tell me their lives and their health have been transformed in ways they didn't think possible. They have lost weight almost effortlessly and have kept it off. Their risk factors for heart disease have improved dramatically. Some say they no longer need their hypertension and diabetes medications. They feel better and have more energy. Put simply, they feel healthy for the first time in far too long. You can see these kinds of comments on the Amazon webpage for Good Calories, Bad Calories, where they represent a large portion of the several hundred personal reviews at the site. These comments, emails, and letters have often come with a request. Good Calories, Bad Calories.